Several years ago, I began writing an article proposing the prospect of a small startup, conservative Jewish university in the American heartland. But when I began interviewing some substantial Jewish thinkers, they all said the same thing. Jews would not be interested. They want to go to the big established schools or private elite ones, regardless of campus anti-Semitism. I countered that there must be 1,500 Jews who would go for it. That's all I'm proposing. If at least a quarter of American Jews lean right, that's close to a couple million people. The school could serve as a beacon of the conservative American Jewish presence, as Little Hillsdale College in Michigan represents the best of Western civilization via their publications, community outreach, and accomplished graduates. I scrapped the story long before 2023, but now I think the idea is worth revisiting. I applaud anyone who chooses to stay at mainstream universities or to study in Israel. I also recognize that many Jewish students may barely identify as Jewish, have never been to Israel, and may not be fazed by campus tension. But I'd love to see a new option for those who want one. Brandeis University doesn't fit my concept. Most of the students are not Jewish and the tone is too liberal. Yeshiva University is great, but it's in New York with an Orthodox student body. The school I envision is away from New York and has a broader Jewish and American scope. For those not going to Israel and not giving up Jewish life, perhaps a change beckons. I'm picturing Central Illinois as a model. Somewhere in the rural area near the capital Peoria, it's close to farms and manufacturing, yet close enough to Chicago for urban resources. University of Illinois has a huge Chabad property, so there is precedent. Ideally, this school will train people to be productive Americans and reverent Jews. Multiple Jewish course requirements may dissuade non-Jews from attending, but they would be welcome to do so. These courses would present a conservative worldview, while not ignoring critical analysis of other viewpoints. The kitchen would be kosher and there would be varied minyans on campus. Students would be encouraged to do a short internship at a farming, ranching, or manufacturing site and to take a course in self-defense. You've heard of Israel creating the new Jew, who farms, builds, and fights. That's fine, but if you're staying here, you can still expand your life experience. This idea is not just about fleeing anti-Semitism, nor proving native loyalty. It is about experiencing life from a different angle than the coasts, outside a Marxist prism, and beyond the halls of rooted academia. There would only be a handful of key majors like pre-med, pre-law, business management, accounting, and humanities to start. Permanent buildings would not be necessary in the early years. Modular classrooms and dorms would suffice. Accreditation, financing, and land use issues will be daunting, but not beyond reach for one of the world's most resourceful people. Jews give millions to their former schools annually. Surely some would be willing to redirect some of that support given recent disillusionment. Then there are the billions that Jews worldwide give to philanthropy. The goal would be to maintain independence by receiving no traditional government help, the way Hillsdale College does it with an endowment approaching $1 billion. Grove City College near Pittsburgh, which is conservative and Christian, also operates independently from federal assistance. For instructors, it's a chance to be part of a pioneer project, escape the bureaucracy of a larger campus, and teach free of campus anti-Semitism. But a teacher need not be Jewish. I like the name, Barzal College. The Hebrew word for iron appears many times in Torah. Some consider it a symbol for strength, personal growth, and a strong will. Most of these details are highly tweakable by a future board of trustees, but you get the idea. Who would attend? Those who no longer buy into a progressive agenda or never did, those who are tired of being bullied, those who want to find a Jewish partner or learn more about Jewish topics, and those who want to connect with a different version of America, without sacrificing Jewish life. Daniel Ben Moshe is a freelance writer based in Southern California.